issues exception to place a commercial greenhouse on less than 5 acres, and a special use for a nursery also. We heard the two gentlemen testify last week. We put 50 feet off the road, they have one driveway. Did everything count?
Yeah, they're gonna want a separate drive, and LDOT's gonna have to approve.
Yep. If we even approve the other, they gotta go in and get the other permits that's needed, is that right, Mr. Burrow?
But they're doing...
Then they're doing...
Doing something similar across the street, and it sounds dangerous, so...
It's, actually, it's a little kid across the street.
He's bringing his stuff over there with him, a little kid across the street.
It's just a...
Produce.
Just a little garden he has in the backyard, just a little kid, and I already talked to them, they're not putting their signs out anymore.
Yeah, he's gonna have all the...
These, they have a long driveway, this gentleman here, a long driveway, and actually has a parking area right now just for a house, it's a nice high stone parking lot.
Didn't they approve something right in that area?
It's a couple miles.
That far?
Yeah, it's a couple miles.
Well, he's 50 feet off the road where he's gonna be at, and he's got parking now for like 40 cars, and then he testified that little boy was, it was at Mr. Hopkins' farm where it's at, he's gonna bring the little boy over there with him to be able to sell his stuff, so that he might be out there where people pulling off wouldn't have as much road, right, or room. Did you go look at it again?
Oh, yeah, I've been down there, it's a ways off the, I mean, he's almost has just a little less than 5 acres.
50 feet off the road right where his permit stand will be.
Oh, he's gonna make it 60 feet back.
Oh, he's 60 feet now?
He will make it.
Okay.
He's even talking about making it 60 feet off.
And then the greenhouses look like they're just that hoop type.
They're
only 20 by, what are they? I forget what I wrote down, they're 20 by something on there. But anyway, yeah.
Back to the property.
Well, okay. Any further questions? Or are the board ready to vote? Mr. McCabe?
Can't vote.
I'll show you one here. Mr. Whitman?
Yeah.
Is he okay? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, if everybody's fine, no further questions, and we're ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, case 9503, I don't believe it was substantially adversely affect the uses of adjacent to the neighboring properties. Therefore, I move that we approve case number 9503.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9503. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Excuse me, case is approved. Next was 9508. It's Christine Davis. She's requesting a variance of one side of the house is 8'5" from the property line. Requesting a variance of 1.5 feet from the side yard setback. Two is for the shed.
Permit.
We're checking on permits and COs on it. Is that correct?
I have a permit, yes.
Permit on, and the CO, when was it issued, or did it have a CO?
I could find a permit, only the permit was showing the property card.
CO wouldn't.
It's not showing.
Okay.
But it's showing on the property card there was a permit, and gave me the permit number.
Okay, it was built in, what, 1981, is that right? That's what she said, so that was before the film, you couldn't find it, go back that far, right?
Middle of the 80s,
okay. All right. That's what we was waiting for. See, I want a permit. So we've heard she's got her, got the permit, but no CO. Or we can't find the CO. I can't say she doesn't have it. So, gentlemen, how do we feel on this one then? Mr. Mills?
Wasn't any opposition.
No. There's no opposition to it. We just had tabled it, I think, just for those
right,
two.
Right, make sure that.
Good reason to see if they had it. So. And she's got all we can find.
I guess we'd have to give them, they would have to request a CO to close the permit out. Permit's still open.
Is the permit still open?
It's before them. There's nothing on the computer. It just shows, I went to the property card and looked everything up through them, and I found a permit on it, but it doesn't say if it's closed or not.
It's 26 years old.
Yeah. Obviously, it hadn't affected anybody, has it?
No, not this long, it hasn't.
Okay.
Any further questions, Mr. McCabe?
No, can't move.
I'll wait, again, again. I'll get that right, tell me three times, I'll catch it, I'm slow.
I don't see where it's gonna affect the.
Good, well, alter the central character of the neighborhood, allow reasonable use of property, make a motion, we approve it.
You have a second to that motion? Yeah, a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 9,508. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried, case is approved. Next is 9509.